Hello everybody, I hope we are all well. My name is George and this is the FPL Banter Pod. And this is my first recording since last Sunday, I believe. So we've had a lot of football since then. We've had the Premier League midweek games and then we had all the FA Cup action. I was going to do one after the West Ham game, but I thought I'd wait to see how the FA Cup games go. While recording this, we still have one more FA Cup game, which is Forest and Ipswich. But we had the draw. We had Palace getting Fulham. We had Bournemouth getting City. Villa got Preston, I think. And Brighton got either Forest or Ipswich. So there's a lot of waiting because we got some Champions League this midweek, and we need to wait for the next set of FA Cup games to then see where the postponed games for game week 34 will go into game week 33. So as mentioned on I think my last pod, I mentioned that there'll be a double game week in 32 and 33, which is where the next set of people who didn't use their AM chips for the previous double game weeks we just had, they'll probably go into this one, and people will start to look at strategies like when to play like their bench boost. Like, for example, I'm planning on playing my bench boost in 33. So there's loads of that, but there's been loads of the football's been mental. So we'll start with the midweek, with the FPL. And we had Liverpool winning 2-0, and Arsenal drawing 0-0 with Forest. So Liverpool are now 13 points clear at the top, which means the title's done, really. I think basically Liverpool have to lose 4 games and then Arsenal have to win all their games to win the league, and you just don't see that happening. So I think that's done. We also saw, like I said in my previous pod, you target teams that are playing Ipswich, Southampton and Leicester, which is why I went for Bowen and Wan-Bissaka in my team this week. I even took a hit for it, but I thought the way Leicester played against Brentford the week after, I just thought West Ham could easily put 4 or 5 past Leicester. It was only 2-0, but I brought in Wan-Bissaka purely for the clean sheet. I thought it was a banker of a clean sheet. I know some people went for Chelsea. Lee Bromfield, who I'm on the Patreon with and speak to a lot, and Sam as well, but Lee went for Cucurella, who then scored for Chelsea and kept a clean sheet. So anyone who had Cucurella, you would have had a massive swing of 15 points from one player just in your defence. So well done to anyone who got on the Chelsea defence, and more importantly, who got Cucurella. But again, you play Southampton, you're going to get points for the players you have. Obviously, the only person who didn't get points was Palmer. Palmer only got the clean sheet points, so 3 points. And there was a Salah-Palmer debate of who you captain Salah, who you captain Palmer. And on X or Twitter, whatever you want to call it, there was a very heated debate about it afterwards, because obviously Palmer didn't bang. And obviously Salah only got the assist. But before the Liverpool Newcastle game, there was a lot of heat on, why would you go Palmer? The form wasn't there. And I'm in that camp. I thought Salah is on Messi type form, Messi at Barcelona type form, that no matter who he plays, no matter what his opposition is, Salah's going to get something. He's going to normally get a goal and assist, and I thought he was actually unlucky not to score against Newcastle. They should have had a penalty, in my opinion, in the first 6 minutes at Liverpool, but he only got an assist. But even though Chelsea won 4-0 and Palmer didn't get any assist points or goal points, the form just wasn't there for Palmer. Chelsea hadn't been great. Palmer hadn't been in any, and if Chelsea did score, Palmer didn't seem to be within the action. And the same thing happens in this game. Now, in fairness to Palmer, he should have at least had one goal. There was that one chance where it just goes to show that he's just not... he's not in form. He don't have the confidence right now. And that, I think that showed in the chance he had. So look, if you captain Palmer, unlucky. But on the other side of that, Salah only got an assist against Newcastle. So it wasn't that much damage done if you went Palmer instead of Salah. Now, Salah was the captaincy option. I know I had a bit of a conversation with myself. I have to be brave and go for Bowen. But again, only Bowen got an assist because of the own goal. So really, whoever you captains, you know, I think everyone can walk away going, do you know what, we got away with that this week. Salah is my captain for the next game week. It's Southampton. Now, my advice to you is, depending on the Champions League game with PSG, PSG. Depending on the score, because basically we have the Champions League games and then we have a Premier League game. So we still got a load of football to play before another FPL game week, which is mad, really. So we've had FA Cup games and we're now getting the Champions League games. While we're on to that, I will say this is one of my rules I have. Do not do transfers early. And I'll explain why in a minute. But with Salah captaincy, 100% I love Salah captain. I think you'd be silly not to. There's obviously another debate to have Salah or Palmer again, because Palmer has Leicester and Salah has Southampton. The only thing I will say to go Palmer is Liverpool 13 points clear. Liverpool playing Southampton. There's an argument that Liverpool do not need Salah for Southampton. Salah could have a rest. Now, it all depends on what the score is in the Champions League game. If Liverpool go and smash PSG, then there's an argument to say, right, well, we can play Salah because if we don't have him for PSG, we're 4-0 up or something. So be mindful of that. At the moment, I'm still probably going to captain Salah. But if Salah's dropped, just basically have Palmer as your vice-captain, in my opinion. Because if he is dropped, then obviously whoever your vice-captain is will then be the captain of that game week. At the moment, it is, as I said, it will be on Salah. I'm probably 80% sure that my captain will be Salah against Southampton. But that's just something to keep an eye on. Now, what I just said a minute ago about early transfers. Some people would have sold, for example, some people would have sold Gakpo for Cunha to prepare for the blank, because Wolves have Southampton in 29. So people and Wolves actually have a nice little run in the next sort of 4 to 5 games. So people have gotten Cunha because he's brilliant. You saw the great goal he scored in the FA Cup against Bournemouth. But what we also know about Cunha is he has a tendency to lose his rag. He's already done it once this season with a off-field after-game altercation where he got sent off for, and he missed 2 games. He decided to throw 2 punches, a kick and a headbutt to Kerkez, which ruled Cunha out for 3 games. Now, lucky me, I don't have Cunha and I didn't do the transfer for Cunha. Cunha was happening, probably not this game week, but I was probably going to bring in Cunha next game week. So the Cunha plan's gone out the window. And before that, people were basically going to sell Mateta for Cunha. And Mateta then got injured. So people were like, right, well, we're going to have to do Cunha now because Mateta just got kicked in the head by the goalkeeper, which is a horrendous tackle challenge. Horrendous. Like, honestly, I've never seen anything like it. There were so many other things that keeper could have done. But why he's decided to turn into Jackie Chan, I don't know. So, Mateta's out and Cunha's out. Now, some people would have had Mateta already and prepared to bring Cunha in. But now Cunha's out, people are going to be sitting there wondering what to do. And the other thing as well, some people would have done early transfers. Some people would have done an early transfer to sell Mateta or Gakpo or one of the blanks to get Cunha in, because Cunha had such a great fixture. Cunha will miss that game, and Mateta will probably miss next game week against West... Who's Mateta got? I can't remember who Mateta's got now. My mind's gone blank. So there was a red card for Cunha. There was also a red card today for Anthony Gordon. And Isaac went off with a little injury as well. Whether it was a proper injury, we don't know. But Isaac could be out next week as well. So with all this football being played, there's been so many injuries and red cards this FA Cup game week. And moving on to the Champions League games, for example, a lot of people will have Gabriel. A lot of people will have Salah. A lot of people will have Gakpo, even Nwaneri for Arsenal, even though he's 4.5, a lot of people would have brought him in because Arsenal have no offence at the moment, no attack. So, with everything that's happened this game week, just a little reminder, if I get it, there's price rises and price falls and you want to get in before these things happen, but wait it out. When you have this many games happening before the next FBL game week, try and just wait it out, see who's left, see who's injured, see who got banned, who's fine, who's not, and go from there. So back to the game week we just had in the last FBL game week. My score was 63. Now, I got really, really lucky because my first night was terrible. I had Palmer, I think I had the Bournemouth keeper, and I had someone else on that midweek, I can't remember now. And then at that time I had Clive on my bench, who then scored, so he was sitting on my bench for a 10 point. I was like, oh, for God's sake. Move on to Wednesday. Luckily, I had Wissler and Bremo, who got a goal and assist between each other, so that was good. And then the shocking news, Isaac wasn't in the squad at all, which meant I got my Clivert points, which came in, which I was a bit jammy with, but we take it. I think other people would have had Pedro. I think somebody had Pedro on their bench. Some people had Clivert. Some people had someone else. So there was a few jammy points given to some people. If you play Robinson, bloody hell, you're fuming, because he was benched. He came on, he came on, then a minute later he got a yellow card, so he ended up with a zero, but he played. So anyone who had a better defender on would have been frustrated with that as well. So I got my 10-point Clivert points because it was the Isaac injury. And then I had West Ham. I needed a Bowen goal to get a nice green arrow. Somehow I walked out with a green arrow. I'm not really sure how, but I got an 8K up. So I was 228K before that game week, and now I'm 220. So it's a very, very small green, but it's green nonetheless. My early thoughts, I haven't decided if I'm going to do a pod before the game week, but my early thoughts are I'm rolling. With the whole Mateta and Cunha news and the Gordon news, a lot of people would have done a transfer and may need to take a hit to try and fix their team. Or a lot of people may even take a hit to... Yeah, there'll be a lot of people around me that may have a bit of headaches to sort out. With some people may have Cunha, some people may have Mateta, some people may have both, some people may have Gordon as well. So this is one of those situations I've found myself in where I can just sort of sit back and relax and watch the chaos unfold. As long as Salah don't get injured or Trent, I'm pretty okay this game week. So it's an easy role for me. If I was going to do a transfer, I would probably bring in another Chelsea player for the Leicester game. I am considering Colwill for Robinson. because I can do that. I do have enough to do that. So that is something I'm tempted to do, but I think I may save the transfer, then it'll roll, and then I'll have two transfers and to be able to sort out that blank game week in 29. So that is my plan at the moment. So, as I say, 63, green arrow, easy roll for me this week. And I know this is a very short pod. I just wanted to do a little summary of what's what. And I will probably do another pod after the Champions League games to just a final summary of everything and a little early review and plan of what my next game week will look like. Thank you all. I hope you enjoyed the pod. Green arrows.